and welcome to episode 445 of Good Luck High Five.
That's right. You're listening to a podcast that's for you if you play Magic the Gathering. Whether you are super excited about adventures in the Forgotten Realms, or maybe you're looking forward to jamming some Jumpstart Historic in just a couple of days.
Yeah. I'm one of your hosts, Maria.
I'm another one of your hosts, Megan.
And on today's show, speaking of Jumpstart Historic Horizons, we're going to go over some of the new previews that we've been seeing from Jumpstart Historic Horizons.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
We're going to say, we're going to continue to debate, is this a good idea?
Yeah. Are digital only cards cool, not cool? I've got to say, we received more comments on that episode, our last episode, than ever before that I can remember.
Was it all people being mad?
Yes,
about
mostly.
Digital only?
Yeah.
Well, now we know how people feel.
I mean, yeah, it's not a popular decision. So yeah, we'll see how it plays out once this releases on Arena, which is going to be the 12th of August.
Yes.
But there's a bunch of other new cards that are not digital only going into the set too, hundreds and hundreds. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that coming up on the show.
I was going to say, we did not get enough comments read the question of how likely is it for you to get murdered inside a haunted house by someone who is attempting to murder a lot of people via thinking that the haunted house experience is just very intense.
This was a couple episodes ago, though.
It really was. I'm just reminding people that I'm interested in your take on that. I think that it is too likely to brave the danger of going inside a haunted house.
So it's not worth the risk to you.
Exactly.
So what comment do you want? Like, is the risk worth it, or how many people could you kill before you get caught?
I want someone to say, how many people could you kill before you got caught?
Okay, I set the line at 3.
Wow, that's like a lot of people.
There's so many variables we'd have to get into here.
It really.
And, you know, it's getting a little bit cooler out, thank Grombus, but it's like, that just reminds me that fall is coming.
Yeah.
And it makes me the happiest in the world. I love fall so much.
Fall is pretty nice.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
anyway, what else we're going to be talking about is Standard and Historic, because coming up this weekend is the Challenger Gauntlet.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. There has been a historic suspension.
Yep.
/ probably going to become a ban.
Yeah. Brainstorm.
On Brainstorm. So we're going to take a look at what has been happening in Historic, and then we're going to lament the fact that Standard is as boring as ever.
Yeah, we've got Standard, but it's happening this weekend. We want you to be prepared if you're going to watch the Challenger Gauntlet, which should be a huge big show. What you're going to see, and I'm going to give you a story from what happened to me when I played in the Arena Open this past weekend.
That was Standard.
That was Standard.
And I have been promised it is tragic.
Yeah, we've got some tragic tales for you. So if you want to hear some bad beats, get your ears tuned to the sad station. You know the one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the sad station where we're only playing bad beats.
Look, that's a great tagline. Yeah. There's got to be like a sad radio station where like that was the deal, right? They just played sad, depressing music.
Yeah.
And then they just played the advice host. What was that? What was her name? Who gave relationship advice, you know, and she sounded like this, Delilah. Oh. Welcome to Delilah. Let me tell you about your problems and play a sad song. Anyway. That's my future.
All right.
Being
before
the
we
new
get
Delilah.
Started, though, we have people to thank.
Yes.
First among them, all of our patrons of the show. If you are a patron over at patreon.com/glhfmagic, thank you so very, very, very much. You literally keep this show happening. You make what we do possible. And it means so much to us that what we do is meaningful enough to you that you will support it and keep it going.
Yeah, please consider becoming a member if you haven't already. We'll give you a shout out on the show. We sadly do not have any shout outs to give this week.
No shout outs this week. No new patrons in the past week.
Womp,
so
womp, womp.
Sad.
Don't
sad
make me
station.
Do the
only bad beats.
Don't make me do sad trombone next week, everybody.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
That's
she
what
will.
I ask you. We've got a super cool event coming up for patrons only this month. I think I called August next month at some point, maybe during the upkeep. Anyway, it's this month.
It is this month.
Coming up, we're going to play Gladiator, which was a 100 card arena singleton.
Yes.
It's a blast.
Super exciting.
What a great format.
Yeah.
Really fun tournament happening. It's on Saturday. It's really casual. Come and hang out, chat in the Discord while you play. It's a great format with
not
lots of decks.
Not this Saturday, to be
clear. No, not this Saturday.
Saturday the 14th.
You come and play. There's a Discord, so it can find you a deck. You don't even have to work to build one if you don't want to. And if you're like, I don't want to pay for a tournament, if you're a patron, it's free. And you can become a patron for a dollar. So it's literally a dollar. And the prizes are really good.
$1.
$1.
So become a patron.
Yeah, I think it'll be a cool jam.
Thank you as well to our sponsor, Card Kingdom. Yes. CardKingdom.com/GLHF. The place to go for all of your magic needs. And especially, they now have their Commander Collection, which are Commander Precons that are $30.
I think these are great.
And built around a couple of cool commanders. There's a whole bunch of options, right? There's Cody, if you want to be that monster.
Yeah, geez. That's probably a good one.
Yeah. Alibu, which is a red-white commander that talks about artifacts, they sit around being like, let me tell you about artifacts and beatdowns.
Sword and I beat down with it.
Kazar and Yukima? Anyways, blue, black, green. Jalira, which is blue, and is talking about transmuting.
Talking about transmuting tonight on Delilah. Is your partner transmuting and you don't like it? Call in.
And Keskit and Dargo, which focuses on black, red, and breaking artifacts.
Oh, cool.
So lots of really cool stuff. If you want to get into Commander, but you don't know what to do, go try one of these.
Yeah, I love them. This apparently was a product that was requested a long time at Card Kingdom. Now they've got them, and if the Wizards precons don't kind of like spark your flame,
tickle that itch,
try one of these.
Scratch that itch. What is wrong with my brain?
Tickle that itch. What a horrible thing to do to somebody. They're like, I'm in this kind of really annoying pain where I have this itch, and they're like, tickle it. No, I'm in two kinds of annoying pain.
Wait, okay, hear me out. Would tickling an itch actually make it go away, though?
I've never tried it.
I bet you it would.
Megan solves itches on this episode of Good Luck High Five.
Anyways, there you go. Wow. Card Kingdom.
Get whatever you need. CardKingdom.com/GLHF. Use our affiliate link and buy to your heart's content.
Tickle that itch. All right, Maria. Tell me about what's happening in Standard.
Okay, so I'll set this up with a story time, which we teased, which hopefully will make this segment less boring. Was that I played in the Arena Open this past weekend, which was Standard. Day one, best of one or best of three qualifies you for day two if you get the requisite number of wins, where you can win $2,000. So it's a really fun tournament. I played in it not because I like Standard right now, because I don't think anybody alive does.
Oh boy!
But because I like playing competitive Magic, and we don't have that many options for competitive Magic right now.
Yeah.
So it was a good time. And I was just like giving my brain a break for like an hour or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, so what I played was best of one, which is statistically easier to qualify for day two according to Frank Karsten, Dr. Frankie Numbers.
Yeah. We believe him when he says something about numbers.
Exactly.
But when he says something about words... Anyways.
I played a deck from Zhregorz Kowalski, tweeted out a mono white... Book of Exalted Deeds deck list.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, that he was like, this is what I would play. And so I'm like, Zhregorz, I trust you. You make good deck decisions. And so it was a really fun deck. And it was my style, because it's kind of like a protect the queen situation with your little Elsids and your little puppers to sacrifice themselves to give protection to your creatures. And then you have a cool combo with Book of Exalted Deeds, which lets you, every time you gain three or more life a turn, you make an angel. Mm-hmm. And then you can pay three white and tap it and sacrifice it to put a counter on that angel that says your opponents can't win the game and you can't lose the game.
Ooh.
Right? So that's annoying. But what you can also do is put that counter on your Faceless Haven, which is really mean. If you have enough mana to make your Faceless Haven a creature, put it on there and then just never activate it again. And then they can't ever kill it and you can't ever lose the game. Fun fact. Book of Exalted Deeds. So
wow,
I never did that, because getting to that, the amount of mana, sometimes it just didn't
happen.
That's
a lot of mana
for a mono white deck, but it was such a fun deck, and you're playing creatures that, you know, you can give protection so they can't die and stuff, and I was having a blast with this deck. Got to the final round with two losses in my quiver, which, okay, my bad. All right, but what I faced, my bad matchup and my only losses with this deck were to Megan's favorite deck of all time, Rogues.
God.
Yeah, the Rogue's Menace is alive and well, Megan, in case you're wondering.
This is why I haven't let anybody talk to me about Standard.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. So my opponent played extremely well. If you're my opponent, GG's. They're playing rogues, and I... Oh, God, it hurts to talk about. Wow. So the sick tech that the Rogues deck were packing for this tournament very smartly is Crippling Fear, which gives everything -3/-3 of every creature type other than the chosen type. Uh-huh. So you just wipe the opponent's board if they're playing mono white.
Yeah.
They can't do anything about it. And twice my opponent top decked this card when I was going to win.
No!
Each time I battled back and rebuilt my board. And at one point I was like, I've set everything up. I've done it. I have assembled the mono white super team in such a way, in such a fashion that I must be able to win next turn. Untrue. Because my opponent played so well that they were able to do the exact right things to thwart me no matter what I had going on in my hand or on the board, which was a Lurrus situation and whatever. It was really complicated and they played so perfectly. So like I was a little salty. I was like, oh, come on.
Wow.
I wish I could tell you exactly how this happened, but it was just so perfect so that I couldn't give enough protection with the two Alcides sacking for like protection from black and from blue or whatever. Anyway, complicated situation. They managed to do it so that I got them to one, but I could not win to get on to day two.
Wow, Maria.
It was the biggest tragedy in my life, that game, that I can remember losing. And I wish I could remember it better than that for you all, but yeah. It was horrible. So what did I do, Megan?
What did you do?
I ran it back. And which deck did I run it back with?
Rogues.
That's right.
Maria!
You know what they say? If you can't beat them, rogue them. So I sleeved up rogues and I went back into the salt mines. And what happened again? I lost to the final round.
Do you know what? I can't believe I'm about to say this. But you deserved it the second
yeah,
time.
Yeah, to play those dirty
you
rogues.
You played the rogues the second time.
Yeah, I did.
You deserve what was coming
it
right
felt,
at
it
you.
It felt gross, if you want to know. Like, it made Good. Me feel gross.
Good.
To mill people up.
As it should.
But that time, the final round, I lost to a red-green adventure deck playing Ooh. Cards like Goldspan Dragon and stuff, nice. Which I had not encountered the rest of the day. So it was kind of a cool brew to take down the Rogues players and, in fact, the rest of the field. But it was a fun time, regardless of losing in the final round both times.
Wow.
I still had a good time because I love playing competitive Magic. So it was really, really fun.
Well, that's great.
That was best of one.
Yeah.
So this weekend at the Challengers Gauntlet, they're going to be playing best of three, of course.
Of course they are.
So what's happening best of three? Some stuff that is also happening in best of one, which is Naya Midrange, which is Winota decks.
Yeah. Wow. So they're back.
Winota's back, baby.
She's like, hello, here I am. You might not have an Agent of Treachery to slap onto the battlefield.
That was just
But
the
there
worst.
Is plenty of other good stuff to do.
Yeah, you've got lots of humans and non-humans. Minx, beloved ranger.
That's right.
Is now in this deck?
This is red, green, white for a 3/3. When Minsk enters the battlefield, you create Boo, a legendary 1/1 red hamster creature token with trample and haste.
Yeah, and then you can just make whatever huge with Minsk.
Yeah.
And you have like a Seeker's Chariot in here
Historian,
now.
Blade Historian.
Blade Historian and Double Strike.
Exactly, give everything... Attacking double strike.
Yeah.
Great.
This deck's very strong.
Yeah. I like that this list that we're looking at right here has a copy of Ranger class.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, so...
I mean, not sweet enough to make things interesting, but you're trying or
well,
whatever.
I don't know if you were playing against this, would you hate this deck more or Rogues more? Because
Rogues. Rogues is the top of the hate list.
I mean, they're both real
top
bad to play
of
against.
The hate pile. Rogues. And do you know what? I feel like we're probably going to see it at least a medium amount. I feel like Arnie Hushenbeth, who like won his tournament with Rogues.
Yeah, he's probably going to run it back.
You got to feel like he's probably going to run it back. If it was good then, but it was kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
And then now it's good again. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. Yeah.
Because you think something else is better, but.
But yeah, I mean, Rogues, I think we might see it. This coming weekend.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to see Winota, I'll say that, because that deck kills
out there.
Out of nowhere. Like, and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah. Just attack with a couple things and all of a sudden it's a lot of things.
Yep. Exactly. So we also could see Mono White Aggro in best of three with the Book of Exalted Deeds.
I just, you know, I'm a fan of how spicy this is.
Yeah. It's quite rude.
Yes. I love that people were like, yeah, Book of Exalted Deeds. Let's do it. Let's make angels.
Yeah. And there's Search for Glory in this list. Is playing a full four copies, which lets you go get your book.
Yeah.
So are you playing three books or are you playing?
Just remember, when you're searching for glory, the best place to look is in a book.
Take a look in Exalted Book. Search for glory. Congrats, LeVar, on hosting Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, this is the kind of deck that I would like to play. It's similar to Boggles in like its little protection theme that it has going on. Mm-hmm. And very straightforward smash kind of deck.
Yeah. We can take a little look at if there's anything else going on.
In Standard? I mean, the classic standard things.
Yeah.
That you've seen a thousand times.
There's kind of like this weird, here's like a green ramp.
All right.
Okay, sure.
Wait, now we're looking over on magic.gg, which has a deck list posted. But these ones tend to be a little bit more wild than than actually win on a consistent basis, because it just means somebody hit like six
wins in a row.
Which can happen, you know, to even the worst of us.
Wow.
I mean, they're not the worst
Maria
of us.
Maria said it.
They have to be at least platinum to get on this
list. Exactly.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, people are trying some spirits. There's like a spirit list in here.
Wild.
Yeah. With, it has, let's see, Guardian of Faith, Ascendant Spirit.
With Paladin class.
Yeah.
And Monk class. I love Monk class.
Monk class.
I learned to punch. I mean, I wish this deck was good. It looks cool.
It looks cool.
Doing spirits in standard?
Sure.
Why I'd be not? Here for it.
Why the heck not? All right. So, Maria, do you think is like Winota your top pick for top deck we're going to see?
I guess right now that is my top pick. We'll find out
that's
when
legit.
Deck list gets posted prior to this tournament. But yeah, that's for standard. I'm going to go with Winota.
I would strongly prefer that to Rogues.
Yeah.
Strongly prefer it. Strongly prefer.
But we're also playing Historic this weekend, too.
Thank goodness.
And things have been shaken up here by what we said at the top of the show, which is the Brainstorm suspension.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
I get what they were doing. I get it. Probably the right thing to do. But it took away the deck that I loved playing.
What was that deck, Megan?
Teamer Aetherworks.
Oh, the Aetherworks deck.
It's not like, it's probably not all the way kill it all the way dead, but Brainstorm just made it so much better because if you drew an Ulamog, you could just Brainstorm it back into the top three cards of your deck and then spin
and
your
then
marble.
Hit it. Nice.
And it's like genius.
Oh.
Great stuff.
I would let you have it in that deck.
Thank you. Just Aetherworks.
What if you could do that? You ban cards from certain decks.
Wow. They were like, okay, you cannot have, they're like, ooh, ban like a two card pair.
Yeah.
Like you cannot play decks that have both X and Y.
Wow. Have you just fixed Magic fans?
You may not play a deck that has both Volemicus and Time Warp.
Oh, okay. Great.
You may not play a deck that has both Brainstorm and Arclight Phoenix.
Okay.
You're welcome.
You're welcome,
Magic.
They had to have thought about this kind of thing. It's interesting.
Have they?
I don't know.
Because we've never thought of it until this moment.
That's true.
But it kind of seems like they're probably like, this is too weird. But my question is, why?
I don't know.
Because it should be, it's as easily enforceable as an outright ban.
Yep.
Especially digitally.
Maybe it just makes things too complicated, and
maybe
they're
like,
better
like,
just to be like nobody can play with it.
We don't want to finagle around with it. If it's
I
do feel like most cards that they full on ban, they're like it's a problem in more than one deck.
Yes,
like Agent of Treachery, more than one deck had a problem with it.
It was just a problem.
Yeah,
kind of.
But I want Brainstorm for
Aetherworks.
So
it's just a silly deck, which is why I said it.
It's so silly. Oh, it's so much fun. But no one can have Brainstorm, so.
Yeah, some people ruined it for the rest of
exactly.
Megan.
Exactly. Why?
Well, my pet deck still exists in Historic.
Which is Auras.
Auras. Yeah. And we have now morphed away from playing Black-White Auras, which was the flavor of the month for a few months.
And now back into
Blue-White. back to blue white.
What do you think took them back to blue white from black white?
You know what? I think my main guess is the fact that we want to have access to life gain in this. But the list I'm looking at here, I'm like, are they even playing the life gain cards?
What is the life gain card that's not white?
Staggering insight. Yeah, they are playing it, of course.
Staggering insight is very good. That does seem like a great reason to play blue.
I think the other main reason is access to Spell Pierce.
Okay.
Which is a tricky little card.
Spicy.
That maybe you need when people are doing big things.
Yeah.
And as long as you can get in fast enough, you know, you just pierce them. And this is also the deck that Arne was playing at that championship.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe he just double runs back.
Whoa.
Could happen.
I wonder.
I don't know.
I will say that, unfortunately, the Brainstorm ban has brought back one thing that I think makes this format so boring sometimes, which is Sacrifice.
Yeah.
It's just boring because so many people play it.
It's so good.
So many people play it.
Which also is like, ooh, then maybe we should play black-white auras because that was better against Sacrifice than blue-white in a lot of cases. Anyway, Sacrifice is here again. Cauldron Familiar, so put it boring. In the oven, drain you,
So big at one point that there was a deck registered at one of the events that was just anti-Sacrifice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They played like Forya Sharn. Make me sacrifice now,
getcha.
Buddy.
Getcha. Yeah. Interesting.
Ugh.
I really hope we don't see a lot of it, but we very likely could.
Yeah.
I think
that we probably will. It seems good.
Sad.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a deck that is playing Magma Opus now without its fun Brainstorm friends.
Yeah. I mean, you can still turn 5 Torrential Gearhulk to get it back.
Okay. That seems strong.
Seems pretty good.
That seems like something you might like, Megan.
You can turn 3 Mizzix's Mastery it.
Okay.
Which I had people do against me when I was playing Aetherworks.
Okay.
Which I remember because Aetherworks, you don't care. Like, fine, Magma Opus me, buddy. Whatever.
But I mean, you're playing some cool counter magic.
Yeah.
You're playing Torrential Gearhulk.
Yeah.
You know?
I have recently switched in Historic since I had to. To a Mutate deck.
Oh,
which I have been having a good time with.
The Jeskai one?
No. Oh. I've been playing old school, like, not Teemer. It is Sultai Mutate.
Oh.
Because it has Brokkos, Apex of Forever.
I like to call him Brokkos because I pretend that he's broken.
But, oh, I thought you meant he was a bro.
Oh, Brokkos.
Brokkos.
Yeah.
Apex of Forever, which is the one that you can mutate from your graveyard.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's a good time because the best thing to do is, like, once you're on the mutate train, you just, like, throw a Pouncing Shore Shark on something, and then you just bounce their things for eternity. I had so many people concede because I, like, mutated a Pouncing Shore Shark onto another Pouncing Shore Shark, and I was like, well, bounce 2 of your things, and then they would just recast them, and then I would mutate something else onto it and be like, bounce 2 of your things. It was very fun. It's not like a great deck, but it's actually, like, fine. It's fine against Sacrifice. It's, like, solid against
sounds fun
the aggro decks, so it's a good time.
Another deck we might see, which is kind of seems like a deck that's just party fun time, but actually is good, is like Niv-Mizzet 5-Color Control.
Oh, yes. I would love if this deck was good.
A few people played this at one of the past tournaments.
Yes.
And it was, if I remember correctly, had a pretty good win rate.
It did have a solid win rate.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is playing, obviously, 4 copies of Niv-Mizzet Reborn,
nice.
Who is a Wooburg for a 6/6. When he ETBs, you look at the top 10 cards and you can put cards from color pairs into your hand, which is sweet. Pretty sick. Yeah, lots of discard in this. Some counter magic.
Just like know, all
card
the
draw,
all
kill
good
spells.
Multicolored good cards.
Do you know what? Let's do it. This seems great.
Yeah.
I'm going to go fire this one up.
Okay.
I'm into this.
I think it's a really cool deck.
Yeah.
Anything where you're playing a 5-color flying dragon.
Yeah. Is it going to be a good
time? I can't be mad at you.
Exactly.
I can't be mad at you. It's a cool deck.
No. It's a real cool deck.
Yeah. That one I would expect to see a little bit of unless things get really weird.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the other thing to always keep in mind is a Collected Company.
Yes.
Is that deck
being played?
People
are always looking to be, how can you take advantage of Coco?
Yep.
Even though I will say, Coco in Historic, not as good as it once was in Standard.
Yeah,
it is not as devastating. Sure, there are some decks that you might be playing and your opponent Collected Companies on your end step and you're like, well, no, I'm dead. But I feel like there are plenty of decks where they do it and you're like, okay, knock yourself out, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. So the tournament coming up this weekend is going to be run Friday through Sunday.
Yeah.
In case you don't know, over on twitch.tv/magic starting 9 a.m. Friday Pacific time. And the deal with it is the 24 players from the Challengers Gauntlet are people who have won various tournaments that are not MPL or Rivals League members or qualified in other ways. And the top four slots get to go to the World Championship.
Holy buckets.
Which was recently amended because they cut the prize pool.
Yes.
And people are very mad to making everybody who gets to go to the World Championship get $50,000 just for
you get an appearance fee.
Appearing. Yeah. Which is a great, pretty good appearance fee, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Plus, they also immediately get to go to the MPL for the 2022 season.
Wow.
Which a lot of people are like, wait, there's an MPL next year? I thought we cut that. Yes, it still exists.
After next year.
After next year, it's gone.
That's a really, that's a good deal.
Which is a really good deal.
It's the top four out of 28. Like, that's a solid set.
That's more than the MPL gauntlet.
Yeah, that's true.
So, the Challengers...
And you might be like, why is that more than the MPL gauntlet? Well, because there are members of the MPL who already got to qualify via the league weekends.
Right, exactly.
So Challengers, this is their only chance
to
get those spots. MPL and Rivals, you've had your
chance. You've had your fun or not.
Yeah. In some cases, a lot of not.
But the reason like this is exciting tournament is not necessarily because of Standard or whatever.
Yeah.
It's because these 24 players are, it's like the group of the players who are like just under the cusp of breaking through the Magic big time, which legitimate question, will the Magic big time really exist after this? We don't know. But whatever. Yeah. It's been likely all of their dreams for their entire lives.
There will always be a Magic big time.
There you go. There'll always be a Magic big time. So they want to be part of it for the first time, you know? Like, there's all kinds of people who have just almost been there, you know, like Logan Nettles is like, we know him, but do we know him? There's Sam Pardee who just won the championship, and he's
who
like...
Who has had some of the worst ever world championship results when he has attended in the past.
That is true.
If you all didn't hear this story, this is one of my favorite stories that he willingly told for his winner interview.
Yeah.
In the last, in the event that he won, which was the set championship for Strixhaven. Anyways, which was that like the second year that he went to Worlds, which was the one that Huey won in Boston. So like 2018.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, that was the one where like you got a pro point for every round that you won, but minus three overall. And he only won 2 out of 12 rounds because that was the year that they let you just keep playing. Like, because you could always earn a pro point even if you couldn't get anything else at that point. And so he should have technically had minus one pro point. And he asked
them. For going to Worlds.
For going to Worlds. And he asked them to give him a negative one pro point for that event. And
he wants to keep it honest. Keep it honest.
Exactly.
Delete a pro point from me.
Anyways.
That's very funny.
So yeah. Been there before, but probably looking to make an appearance with a slightly more successful ending to it.
Yeah, he's our most recent champ heading into this weekend. Arne Hushenbed, who is another champion from a set championship. Mm-hmm. Brad Barkley, who everybody loves from the Scottish community, is going to be playing.
Yeah.
Those are my top four that I mentioned as wanting to take it down.
I sent Brad Barkley like some questions via email for an interview for an article. And all of his answers were one sentence with as few words as possible.
I thought you were going to say they were all in a Scottish accent.
They were all, he wrote me answers in a Scottish accent.
I just love making fun of Scottish accents. I can't help it. They're so great.
It was like, how would it, you know, how if it, the question was good. Like, how would it feel to win? And he was like, it would be great. And you're like,
there we go. That's a quote for the ages.
My editor was like, why did you only ever paraphrase Brad and not put any of his quotes in here? I was like,
not paraphrase.
Here are his quotes if you want to use them. I mean, delightful person. I'm just laughing at the
fact
that,
like, A man of few words.
It was very funny to me.
So, like, this tournament is... cannot be overstated how huge this is for these players.
For these players.
Way more, I would say, than the MPL or Rivals League because they've tasted the glory. They've had the glory. These people have only let
them. They've sampled the glory.
They've only amuse-bouched the glory.
At the Costco.
At the Magic Costco.
The Magic Costco, they have had the samples.
So, like, who can make it to the top? I think it's going to be an exciting tournament. Yep. Regardless, even if you're not digging these formats right now.
All right, Maria, pick one player to make the top four.
I pick Mr. Logan Nettles.
Wow, that's probably a
strong pick. I like Logan. He's a Magic Online grinder, and he's done pretty well recently, and is just kind of a nice, quiet guy. So I'm picking Logan. How about you?
Wow. Gosh. I asked you this question without having an answer myself for it, which is
for sure you were going to have an answer. No,
terrible on my part. Really, really, really bad.
I feel like Arne is a pretty good pick,
too. Arne seems like I'm debating Arne. Sam, I think, is also a solid pick. Yeah. David Inglis, who topped me at the last event. Sure. I'll pick David Inglis.
Okay, good pick.
So.
All right. Watch and see if we're
anywhere near right. We're wrong.
Historic Horizons Jumpstart.
Yes. So this is like coming out in less than 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot of information coming at us.
Yeah.
So what do we know for sure? It's adding cards from Modern Horizons, Modern Horizons 2, quote, and beyond.
Okay.
Don't even know what that means.
And beyond.
Alongside 31 new to Magic cards.
Yes.
Okay.
So Jumpstart Historic Horizons, the facts. Yeah. It's coming to Arena on August 12th.
Yes.
And you'll be able to play it the same way that you played old Jumpstarts, which is where you get offered three packs, you smash two together, you battle people.
Okay. Those are the things that we know.
Those are the cold hard facts, ma'am. We also know
some of the new to Magic cards.
Yes.
Which we can talk about.
Yeah. These are ones that potentially have the digital-only mechanics that we mentioned on the show last week. If you missed that, we go over those.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some new ones out now too.
Okay. So we have in white, there's a card called Baffling Defenses. One in a white instant, target creature's base power perpetually becomes zero.
It's zero forever.
Forever.
For life.
Yes. Like as long as it exists inside that game of Magic,
it's zero.
It's zero, whether it goes back into your library, into your graveyard, in exile. Doesn't care. It's zero.
That's a cool card.
Yeah, that's nice. That's I like a that nice card. Removal. Not, you know, quote unquote removal.
Soft removal, as we say in the
soft
biz.
Soft removal.
Yeah.
Leonin Sanctifier, one in a white for a 2/1 lifelink. When it enters the battlefield, choose a creature card in your hand. It perpetually gains a lifelink.
I love it.
Great.
That's really cool.
I also love choose a card in your hand.
Yeah.
Like, and then you can,
a huge boy that you want to have lifelink.
One huge boy.
Maybe you have only lands and this card's a real poo-poo platter. Could happen.
Could happen to you. Wingsteed Trainer, 3 and a white. When it enters the battlefield or attacks, conjure a Stormfront Pegasus card into your hand.
Okay, and Stormfront Pegasus was previewed last week with cards that you could conjure, which is a 2/1 flyer.
Yeah. Pretty nice.
Wow.
And it's just in your hand so you can cast it later.
So much better than draw a card.
It's just in there.
It's like we said, it's kind of reminiscent of Learn.
Yeah.
Only you don't have to draft or anything on nonsense. It's kind of cool. Get it. This card seems good. Would you play a 2/3? Oh, I thought this thing had flying. But
me too, but it does not. No, it's just.
But it gives you 2/1.
It's
yeah.
a person showing ponies how to fly. That's what it is.
I'd play that.
In blue, we have Bounty of the Deep, 2 and a blue, sorcery. If you have no land cards in your hand, seek a land card and a non-land card. Otherwise, seek 2 non-land cards.
Okay.
Nice. So seek is where it will randomly give you a card that is in that category.
Wow.
From your deck, obviously, not just randomly.
So at least as long as you have 3 mana.
Yeah, that's like really good.
That's great.
You're going to hit your 4th land drop for sure.
For sure.
Or if you have too many lands, it's going to be like, don't worry about it. I'm not going to give you those.
I'm going to give you a random something else.
Yeah.
Cool.
Spicy. Very nice. I like this a lot, actually. I'm a fan of this.
So once Magic, once in the year 3046, once physical objects don't exist anymore.
At all. We're talking about at all.
At all. There's nothing. But you can still like go to a game store and play, but your cards are all like holograms. Yeah. Then there'll be no more like digital only.
I thought
only.
That you meant we also aren't real.
Oh, well, that could be true too.
Because that's one of my favorite. Why haven't we heard from alien like possibilities?
Yeah.
Aliens possibilities.
Is that they're all digital?
It is that essentially any life form that has advanced to the point where it would be able to light speed travel has instead just created basically like a utopia of the mind where they all just live in like digital bubbles.
They all have their perfect holodeck.
Exactly. They're all essentially living in a perfect holodeck.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, why would you? You could just invent.
Why would you come looking for messed up creatures like us when you could just be.
Who are killing their own planet.
You could just be.
Not getting vaccinated.
On your own, in your own perfect digital holodeck, playing magic however you want to. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
And if you wanted to, you could just invent a messed up civilization to go and hang out with.
Exactly. You could be like, do you know what? We want to see how bad we could be messing things up right now.
Run program, Earth 6.5. I'm going to go visit them.
Oh, boy.
Don't know why, but, you know, yeah. You could.
Also, yeah, that's we're 6.5 in this?
I mean, it's just a Maria, different iteration.
Who's to say that you and I right now aren't on are Earth not 6.5. Just... No.
Oh, wait.
Are not... The projection of a planet that some alien has called up we in their perfect
well
holodeck.
We very well could be. Physics says we are likely a projection, two-dimensional.
How about that? Anyways.
Don't make me get into it. I love it.
Ethereal grasp.
Speaking of ethereal.
Yeah, speaking of two in a blue, instant tap target creature. That creature perpetually gains. This creature doesn't untap during your untap step. And eight, untap this creature.
Great.
Great.
I love it. And yeah. We have a new planeswalker, Kiora, who looks like she wants to step on your throat.
Yes. Someone proposed like a Magali Villanueva.
Yeah.
Anyways, like planeswalkers who want to step on you.
Yeah. Kiora, definitely. Yes. Number
Secret
one.
Secret lair.
Number one.
Because she also did a Rowan, like the most recent Rowan who looks like she's going to step on you. Anyways.
A very specific subset of humans. Yes.
Three in a blue, four loyalty, plus one, conjure a Kraken Hatchling card into your hand.
Okay.
Cute. Plus one, untap target creature or land. Prevent all damage that would be dealt to and dealt by that permanent until your next turn. Minus three, you may sacrifice a Kraken. If you do, create an 8/8 blue Kraken creature token.
Great.
Nice. So you're just making a bunch of Kraken hatchlings.
Yeah.
And eventually, you can make them big Krakens.
And this is a pretty good costed card, too. This is four mana for four loyalty.
Yeah. And it has two pluses and one minus.
It seems like a really strong
card. Wait,
you
can minus it right away.
Yeah.
If you have a Kraken.
If you've got a Kraken.
If you've been a Kraken.
You make it happen. If it had flavor text, that's what it would
that's
be.
That's what it would say. Mentor of Eivos Isle, two in a blue, 2/1 flying. When it enters the battlefield, choose a creature card in your hand. It perpetually gains flying.
Yep.
Great. Shoreline Scout, blue for a 1/1. When it enters the battlefield, you may exile a merfolk card or land card from your hand. If you do, conjure a tropical island card into
okay,
your hand.
Okay, so that's how you get tropical island.
Hot!
Wow.
As long as another merfolk or an island entered the battlefield under your control this turn, Shoreline Scout gets +1/+0.
Okay.
Wow, Maria.
Cool.
Very cool. You can play the Tropical Island. Now.
Yeah, this card is like hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yes.
And now you can just get one.
Now you can just have one.
That's cool.
Tome of the Infinite, two and a blue for a legendary artifact. Blue, tap, conjure a random card from Tome of the Infinite spellbook into your hand. It perpetually gains. You may spend mana as though it were mana of any color to cast the spell.
So this is like Davriel, Soulbroker.
Yeah.
So there's a big
it
list.
Has like, yeah, there's like a list that goes with it.
That's so cool.
That's just like, hey, here's the stuff that you could possibly conjure.
I think that card's real neat.
Yeah. A lot of the black ones we've already seen, like Davriel with his accept
his conditions.
Accept an offer and accept a condition.
Great.
Davriel's Withering, Manor Guardian. We already saw those guys.
Yeah. So we talked about them last show if you didn't catch it.
Yeah. And then kind of in that cycle, as we've been seeing now, of like one of each color that gives a card in your hand perpetually.
Something of that color.
There's Plaguecrafter's Familiar, which gives a card in your hand
Death Touch. Yep.
And Subversive Acolyte, black for a 2/2. Two, pay two life, choose one, activate only once. Subversive Acolyte becomes a human cleric. It gets +1/+2 and gains lifelink. Subversive Acolyte becomes a Phyrexian. It gets +3/+3 and gains trample. And whenever this creature is dealt damage, sacrifice that many permanents.
Cool.
Wow.
Phyrexians.
Spooky.
Super spooky.
Yeah. We have another planeswalker in red.
Yeah, Sarkhan.
Sarkhan.
Megan's on the struggle bus this episode.
Ah.
The Hot Mess Express, we like to call
it. Yeah, you want to read Sarkhan?
Yeah. All right, like, come here, Sarkin. Sarkin, Wanderer to Shiv, which is like the weirdest planeswalker name I think I can think of. Also 4 mana for 4 Team Megan's on the ground here. Yeah. +1, dragon cards in your hand perpetually gain, quote, this spell casts one last to cast, and you may pay, grandma's eyes can't see this. Is it X?
And you may pay X rather than pay this spell's mana cost,
where X is its mana value. Okay.
0, conjure a Shiv and Dragon into your hand.
Nice.
Great. -2, Sarkin, Wanderer to Shiv, deals 3 damage to target creature.
Pretty sick.
That's a good card.
Yeah.
Wow. What? What's happening?
I'm just... Sarkin. In green, we've got another energy creature being added to the fray here.
I was going to say, this can go in your deck that you don't play now.
Long Tusk Stalker. For a single green 1/1, whenever it enters the battlefield or attacks, you get energy. Pay energy. Long Tusk Stalker perpetually gets +1/+0. You may choose a creature card in your hand. If you do, that card perpetually gets +1/+0.
Great.
That is really cool.
Like, this is something I did not expect to see, which is more energy cards.
Really wild. I guess why not if it's already in there?
And we have a new colorless card, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Faceless Agent.
Yes.
2/1. Changeling. When Faceless Agent enters the battlefield, seek a creature card of the most prevalent creature type in your library.
Wow. So if you have like a dragon's deck.
That's cool.
It's like, I'll go get you a dragon.
Or a squirrel's deck.
All right. Maria knows what she's going
for. We've got some new squirrel cards coming to Historic thanks to Jumpstart Historic Horizons. Which is pretty cool. These are the cool new digital-only cards that we're reading for you.
We also know some stuff that is coming that is like old, but not in Arena.
Yeah.
Like Hardened Scales.
Wow. Hardened Scales. So this is the card that made a splash in Standard back in the day.
Yes.
Way back in the day.
Counters for everyone.
Yeah. If one or more +1/+1 counters would be put on a creature you control, that many +1/+1 counters are put on in
+1/+1 counters.
It's the best text in the game.
Oh my goodness. Yawgmoth Thran Physician is back.
Cool.
This is the 2 black protection from humans, 2/4. Pay 1 life, sacrifice another creature, put a -1/-1 counter on up to 1 target creature and draw a card. Black, discard a card, proliferate.
So this card I remember being a modern hate card for humans.
Yep.
Back in the day when Modern was a format that we were playing in real life.
And humans was a deck people cared about.
Humans was something that was a scourge of nations.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. This is pretty wild.
Ranger Captain of Eos comes into this set, which is a famous card that people like in white.
Yep.
Wow. So, I mean, like, look, Historic is going to get put into the shake and bake bag and really, really changed around.
Really, really shaken.
Because.
And then really, really baconed.
This is a huge infusion of cards into the Historic format. Bigger than we've ever seen before.
Huge. Wow.
Plus all of these new digital only ones.
All right. And they are about to shake it up.
This is
me miming shaking them back.
It's really good.
Thank you.
I'm so looking forward to seeing what happens in Historic and playing this Jumpstart format. And
it's going to be wild
playing with these digital mechanics like for the first time.
Yep.
So
whether you're excited or you think it's a terrible idea, they're coming.
They're coming and it's going to be wild no matter
what. You're just going to have to exist in a world where they exist.
And just in case you don't listen to our upkeep every week, which you should, it's great. All the magic news you need in 10 minutes or less. We talk about downtime that's going to be coming to Arena. Before our downtime on the 10th. So,
which a lot of it is probably has to do some amount with putting all of these new mechanics in there.
Yeah, I would think so.
And all these new cards.
So go read up on that or listen to our episode if you haven't about what's going to happen with that because it is relevant to your life likely.
Yes.
And then boom, on the 12th, this is going to happen to us.
Unless you have a direct line to the aliens whose hologram this is, in which case you can tell them to jump us all back like a week.
Yeah. Just let them know.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we want them to change.
The only thing.
Wow. Now I'm like, what's up, alien? I like being in your Sims.
Yeah. It's good.
Just don't make me pee myself. You know?
Yeah, you ever, I know.
You ever have any of your Sims
did
pee?
You ever make your Sims pee themselves?
Of course I did.
Maria, then I think if the aliens do it to you, you probably just got it coming, all right? Hey, everybody. If you're wondering what happened in the episode, we just took a long break and talked about the Green Knight,
yes,
which we
did.
Both saw.
Yep.
So you can go, if you're a patron, go listen to our very spoiler laden, but also it's a weird movie to spoil because it's a poem that's been around for actual ever.
For actual ever.
Anyways, a review of it over on our Patreon.
Yeah. Check it
there
out.
There you go.
We've come to the point of saying thank you to Ultra Pro in our show.
And look at this gorgeous deck
Hello?
Box that Maria is holding. It's
Check
like
this
a
out.
Holographic rainbow.
This is beautiful. We've been asking Ultra Pro to send us this, and we finally got the package.
Yes.
And I'm obsessed with this deck box.
It is so pretty.
It's rainbow shiny and can hold, like, probably withstand a car running over it, honestly.
Yes.
This thing is a sturdy lad.
Yeah.
But a beautiful rainbow colored beast.
Yeah.
Just shine it up before your tournament and get in there and you're going to be like, sit down. Here's my Boggles deck in this rainbow box. Are you kidding me?
Oh, it's great.
Ultra Pro is really
cool.
It has
a dice tray in the bottom.
Dice tray in the bottom. Because they make this cool stuff that nobody else is doing. Like, you can't get stuff like this from any other
You can't. They
magic
truly
supplier.
Are on the cutting edge of magic aesthetics.
Yes. That was
I
just
closed,
a very resonant
slap. I know.
Slap.
I closed the four box forcefully to emphasize my point.
So check
Ultra
it out.
Ultra Pro.
Ultra Pro. They give you cool deck boxes like this.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Well, everybody, that's this episode of Good Luck High Five. Thank you so much for listening / watching.
Yeah.
Hope to see you at the Challenger Gauntlet this weekend over on Twitch. But if not, you know, just like keep living your life, having a good time.
Jam out the way you want to jam out. But also consider becoming a patron.
Yeah.
One, so that you can join our awesome patron-only tournament that's
Absolutely.
Coming up in just a few weeks.
Yep.
Which is going to be a great time. Two, so you can hear that review of The Green Knight.
Yeah.
Where we get really into it.
Yes.
Lots of cool stuff about that film. And three, because it means just the world to us.
Yeah, and I don't want to make a sad trombone noise on the next episode.
That's right. Please help us have name stories that Maria does not have to do the sad trombone noise.
Yeah, just go to patreon.com/glhfmagic. Takes about a minute to become a patron, and you'll feel so much better after you do so. I always do whenever I become a patron of anything new. I think it's a super cool service.
Yeah.
Check out our sponsors, Card Kingdom, Ultra Pro, they've got awesome stuff. We've got those commander decks at Card Kingdom. You've got rainbow deck boxes over at Ultra Pro. Basically, you're set up for life here.
Yeah.
You've got our show in your ears. You've got Ultra Pro in your hands and Card Kingdom in your heart. Can't lose.
Wow. All right.